Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some baseball. Let's bring him, Adam Calvi, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McCalvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam McCalvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Adam, I'm listening this morning to you, and for the first time, you're right, because I hadn't heard it anywhere else. The first time we kind of got at least an acknowledgement, or at least you did, out of Lorenzo Cain that left knee is bothering him. Did he give you any indication as to how bad, or just kind of look at it and go, that's part of the problem?
Yeah, I mean, it was more the latter, and he has been so reluctant to specify what was going on there. We knew about the thumb where he had that the cryotherapy like Ryan Braun has had before, and they say that that really helped him. And if that explained kind of the, or at least was a factor in his early season offensive outage, they say that has been solved. But it's just been obvious that he's slowed by something with his lower body over the last couple of weeks. And he did finally acknowledge that it's the knee. Now, what exactly is going on there? Is it something that is a long-term issue or just sort of normal, you know, stuff guys go through he just wouldn't get into? But, look, he's banged up. He is not saying that's the reason why he's having a poor season. And, you know, I've said this before, accountability is not the problem with Lorenzo Cain. He's if anybody stands up and says, look, the sort of ups and downs of this season have his, you know, he takes responsibility for what he's doing offensively. And, you know, he wants better, and that's why he wants so bad to be in there, why he kind of fights to get in there every day, even when he's hurt like he is now with the oblique.
So moving forward, you certainly hope that he's able to kind of come back or at least give you a little bit more offensively. I don't think he's on the backside of his career. Some people do. I don't. I think that he's had something just kind of bothered him this season. And you saw when he did feel a little bit healthy, a little bit good, he would hit in spurts, but it seemed like things were bugging him. So I'm not worried about Lorenzo Cain. I think that Keston here has been a breath of fresh air. I'm still wondering about Orlando Arcia. I don't know. Yeah. How many more opportunities he's going to get to hit 220 in this league? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look, there's a place in baseball, even in today's launch angle, home run happy, everybody hits 20 era, for a 220 hitting shortstop who's just a really fantastic defensive shortstop. I don't think that baseball has changed to the point where everybody needs to be Cal Ripken at the position. The problem for Arcia in stretches this year is that he's not been that great defender for whatever reason. And they asked him earlier this season to kind of clean things up. I think they feel like he's shown improvement there. But I don't know. You know, that's one thing I sometimes think about. Like, Bill, your team was the Reds, right? Like, when you think back to the teams you love. Okay, the 1990 Reds were a wire-to-wire fantastic team. But every player on that team was not Barry Larkin. And I think of the 82 Brewers, which is the team everybody here loves. I wonder what it would be like following the 1982 Brewers in the era of Twitter, where they're right around 500 in May, and they fire the manager, and Gorman Thomas is striking out all the time, and Charlie Moore is a good player and plays all over, but, I mean, he's not Robin Yount. There are different elements that make up a team, I feel like, and everybody has their little strengths. And not everybody is the Hall of Fame talent. And that's kind of how I think about Orlando Arcia, is I think about what would he be on, like, an 82 Brewers team?
Mm-hmm.
What's the comp? And I feel like there would be a comp to that. So I'm not, you know, I understand what you're saying, that the expectation when he came up a couple of years ago. I mean, that's been, what, was that 2016? I mean, we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the expectation was that he was going to be this middle, you know, potentially a middle of the order superstar kind of player. He's not become that. And I think at this point, we know he's not going to be that. But I still think there's a place for a guy, if he plays sensational defense, to hit in this lineup.
I want to move on to the pitching staff because we know that that's been the bugaboo, and it was great to see Zach Davies. Let's start there because last night, it was, boy, you talk about a breath of fresh air just to get him back in that rotation and to see him throw the ball so well.
Yeah, well, look, it's big because they need everybody right now. They didn't send him on a rehab assignment basically because they needed a fifth starter here. And there, the thought was that because he never stopped throwing, because it wasn't an arm injury, that he could come out and give them 75, 80 pitches, and he gave them 75 and five good innings. The big mistake was a leadoff walk in the fifth inning, which produced this super Cardinals-y. If you ever want to know about the St. Louis Cardinals of the last two decades, you should watch the fifth inning of yesterday's game because it felt like one of those innings that we've seen a million times where whatever execution the Brewers have lacked over the years, the Cardinals seem to have. Maybe it's just bias because you've seen it before, but, man, they executed in that inning, hit and run. The Brewers opt to play the infield back on Colton Wong, and he hits the ball hard and just beats out a, what looked like a sure double play ball. That leads to another run. It was good execution by St. Louis, but very promising for Zach Davies because the Chacin is now throwing bullpens. But he's still a ways away because there's got to be some – he's got to go pitch in the minor leagues, you would think, with the nature of the injury and the time he's been down. Brandon Woodruff got back to – he expected to get back to about 105 feet yesterday. Pitchers need to get to about 120 when they long toss and feel really good doing it before they progress to a mound. So he's still got several steps before he comes back, and that's looking like mid-September at best. So they've got a bridge to at least September call-ups with the guys they've got right now. And it's thin. I mean, they are at the, we've said this before, that they are at the end of their depth. And, you know, the pitching has been promising in spurts, a couple of, you know, 30 runs on Saturday and Sunday in Washington notwithstanding. And to get Davies back and throw five pretty good innings was a big deal just in terms of getting through the next few weeks.
So now you've also got Suter, which has been a guy that, you know, I didn't expect him to be back this quickly, but he's throwing and he's throwing really well. I mean, do they have any, are they looking over that, you know, that other side of the road to say, let's get him up here and get him up here soon just to kind of, you know, stave off some of the pressures that this starting rotation has had?
Well, look, I mean, he's coming back from a major injury. He's been out going on 13 months now. And he's pitching in these short spurts. So if you have some kind of a need where you want him up for one inning at a time, and it would have to be very controlled in terms of time off between outings because of where he's at in his rehab, I suppose that's an option. The scouting report we get, you know, because the box score doesn't always tell you everything, but the scouting report we get is that he looks like Brent Suter. In other words, he's throwing everything in every count and commanding everything and not blowing everyone away, but the hitters are kind of shaking their heads back to the dugout. That's Brent Suter when he's at his best. So the fact he's looking like himself is really good. But if you want him to be a guy who comes in and helps you in terms of giving a volume of innings, he's just not there yet. And that's what they need to decide, whether they want him back to pitch in these short, controlled bursts, whether they have enough length at other spots in the bullpen. The bullpen is good enough shape to have a spot that you're sort of limited in, or whether it just suits him better to keep pitching down there, build back up, and then become an option for you as a starter in, you know, whatever it is, instructional league and off season and into next season, because they've got some big questions to answer about what their starting rotation is going to look like next year based on all the things that have gone wrong this season.
Hey, before I let you go, by the way, we're talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. The depth of the bullpen. Now, because I know Chacin is probably a little bit further away. Woodruff is just starting to long toss a little bit. So do you kind of, because I've said all along, if you can hang on until maybe the first week of September, maybe the cavalry starts coming over the hill. Do you get the sense that you're going to start getting those guys back at right around the beginning of September, or it's going to be a lot longer?
Chassin, I would say, is closer to the front end of September, but not September 1st. Woodruff is a couple of weeks into the month, just based on where he is. You know, those core muscle injuries are the worst. It's why they're being careful with Lorenzo Cain and not letting him play when he wanted to play yesterday because he felt good. When those things, you know, pop, it's a bad deal, and it takes a long time to feel good again, and that's where those pitchers are at. So I don't think you should count on Chassin or Woodruff on September 1. I think Chassin more quickly after that, Woodruff a few months in, and the September 1st help is going to have to be other guys, and it's, you know, we've talked about this before, Bill. They have blown through most of their depth, and whether that was just circumstances, just baseball, or whether they made huge miscalculations on what they had in terms of pitching coming into the year, I know there's a wide variance of opinion on that and a debate to be had, but the fact is that as they stand right now, they are at the end of the depth pool, and the September call-ups are like, you know, you're in kind of Taylor Williams, Freddie Peralta, you know, maybe a Bubba Derby, maybe a Zach Brown, something like that. You're in that kind of territory. You're not talking about, I don't know. I don't know if you call that the cavalry, but that's the guys that they've got coming back potentially.
Adam, always a pleasure. Great to talk to you. And we'll hopefully, you know, be talking more about more offense come next week. I know they scored a lot of runs in Washington, but then the bats go silent and you need to keep winning. I don't think they can get five games back and climb back into this thing, so they need to stay right around two or three games at the most and then hope for the best because everything still is in front of them between the Cardinals and the Cubs.
Well, that's what it is. The division has played down to where the Brewers are at this year compared to last year. And, you know, think back. Was it Labor Day? Were they five back on Labor Day last year? I think that's what it was. They were five back.
And I just said this earlier, though, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Last year had a feel.
Yeah.
This year doesn't have a feel.
No, you're right. But you know what gives you a feel is one good week.
And yeah.
And, you know, it's the wave. You tell yourself not to ride it. But one good week changes the outlook. I agree with you. If they get to Labor Day in that same position, I don't like their chances as much this year as last year. When you look around at what Lorenzo Cain is doing and there's no Travis Shaw and what the rotation looks like and what the bullpen looks like in particular, it does not look like a team as fortified to make a run like that. But baseball's weird, so
yeah.
They're still going to play the games. I know everybody is down. They're still going to play the games. And the fact that St. Louis and Chicago is dealing with the same frustration
right.
means they got a shot.
Yep, I completely agree. Adam, I appreciate it always, pal.
All right, see ya.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Adam McCalvey joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years I've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.